Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh, this week's Palm Sunday edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Not too bad. All right. Been an interesting spring so far, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So, today's edition of Word Made Flesh, we've been studying the Gospel of Mark, right, for our Lenten study. A couple weeks ago, a week and a half or so ago, we studied the beginning of chapter 11, which is about Palm Sunday. And so I thought it would be appropriate, today being Palm Sunday, that we would share with our listening audience some of the lessons that we learned through that study. Sound good? Listening audience, all of them are nodding their head yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Gentlemen, it's radio, okay? All right. So, let's begin. If I could have someone read from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11, I'd certainly appreciate it.
Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you entered it, you'll find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly.' They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there said, 'Why are you doing this, untying that colt?' They answered it as Jesus had told them, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches that they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.' Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
Thank you. All right. That minimally, that should be familiar to us, having already studied this pericope. Yeah. So why don't we begin by you sharing some of your thoughts, maybe something new impacted you today, or maybe you have something from your lesson a while back that you want to share with our listening audience, but let's just start throwing some things out and see where we go. All right, anybody can start.
I myself, I'm Justin. You asked this question before we went on. You know, it's been this last season, you know, it's supposed to be the season, you know, we're supposed to put the stuff to death. I've never really done this in my life, so it was new, you know, but I didn't try to do nothing too big, you know, don't want to overwhelm myself, but, you know, I still do, you know, every once in a while, but I'm better, way better with it, you know, the way, you know, when I'm, I get irritated or angry, the way I treat people, you know. I used to just say what was on my mind, you know. It was rude, whatever, you know, but that's not, you know, love, you know. That's kind of hate for, you know what I mean? So I just kind of worked on that, you know. Yes.
Okay, I appreciate you saying that, because I think when we look at, we've studied a lot with Mark so far these past 6 weeks. And when we look at what we call here at Neighbors of Hope, the parade, yeah, like Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, it's kind of difficult to call it triumphal if you end up being crucified for it, right? But we call it a parade because parades are spectacles, so to speak. They tend to have a purpose behind them. We can think of it as a procession. out of that procession, parade, his entrance into Jerusalem, we learn that it really asks us a couple questions. Are we in that parade? Or are we just someone standing on the sidewalk getting real excited? Because we can all get excited when we're doing it collectively. We can all shout Hosanna and praise God when we're doing it corporately. But isn't our true faith is when all that support network's gone? Now, where was that support network if we fast forward to this coming Friday, Good Friday? All the people that were standing along the street, right at the curb, when Jesus was going by in the parade and everybody's shouting Hosanna, praise God, right? Claiming he's the Messiah from our ancestor David. Right? We're all excited about the liberation that's coming. Right? The fire engine blowing its horn. Right? The Shriners on their little mini bikes are doing figure eights in the street and kids are having a good time.
Okay, kids.
Yeah, you know. It's a parade. And everybody's excited when we're watching the parade. Everybody. So corporately, collectively, we're all excited about this. But what happens when we're alone? Well, we would see Jesus ends up alone. The spectators of the parade are gone. Right? We'll get to that next week. But so we learned when we studied the procession, the parade, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, that it really begs the question of us, are we in the parade? Or are we just watching the parade? Or are we in some other parade? If we answer the question, we say we're in the parade, then what you're talking about, Justin, well, Lent offers us a good time to evaluate how well am I doing in the parade? All right? If the parade, like if you think about like the Rose Bowl parade, right? There's always that one right-hand turn. They have to, what is that, Colorado Boulevard or whatever in Pasadena? I think they got to turn onto. All right. Well, if you're not paying attention, you might miss the turn. All right? So how are you doing in the parade if you're in the parade? All right? Are you trying to pass up, you know, the grand marshal of the parade? Are you falling so far behind? Right? Because there's always the dawdlers in the parade, right? Right? Your little unicycle, did it get a flat tire? You know, now you got to carry it on your shoulder. I we're making this up as we go, but that's kind of what Lent does for us. All right? So I appreciate you sharing that. We should be evaluating how well we're doing in the parade if we're confessing that this is the parade we're in. All right? That's one thing. Anybody else?
You know, I got something to add, you know. I take a look at where I'm at now in my life. You know, I got to bust my parts for the rest of my life to, you know, be a better person and better Christian, I guess you could say it, call it like that. But where I was like 7.5 months ago, you know, was... It wasn't about this way, you know what I mean? Now where I'm at now, you know, just, I mean, yeah, you know, but, you know, I've came a long ways, but I got a heck of a long ways to go still, you know what I mean?
Well, I appreciate
and, you. You know, I got to continue the rest of my life to, you know, put things to death and just be a better person overall, you know, be somewhat of a leader no matter where I'm at, you know. Instead of being the follower, be the person someone looks up to, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate you saying that. I think it's fair for all of us. Part of a Lenten reflection would be, well, have I grown in the past 7.5 months? Or am I still the same as I was 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Now, the challenge, if we say, well, no, I've grown a little bit, well, that's good. That's good. Then I ought to recognize, will I be the same person I am today 6 months from now? Am I going to continue to grow so that 6 months from now I look back going, well, hey, am I the same I was 6 months ago? And you're right, it's perpetual. For the rest of our life, we should use those type of reflective exercises to see whether or not we're growing.
Right? With me, it's faith race, you know, it's never finished. Never finish line. It's like next level, kind of to me like a It's kind of like Super Mario Bros. So if you get through one world, one level, you defeat that giant, and get that flag, and then there's just another one to come. So along the way, there's never really finish lines. It's checkpoints, where you're at. You know, measure your faith, gets measured and stuff like that. But back to this parade thing, we asked the question, what parade are we in? I'm praying for Jesus. And every day something has to die. Every day I'm denying myself and decreasing myself, trying to advance others. I'm kind of, when I want something, when I think I deserve something, or I think I got something coming, that's when I got to let it go and give. You do, you lose family. Family doesn't get it. And they check in here and there, and then those tests, and they try to see where you're at. And then you, everybody's cheering you on that parade. But then when you're by yourself, that's when the true integrity comes out. That's when the true measure is. You really about this? And then you're confirmed with certain things, and it's just yes, still mean yes, you know me, no. And sometimes it sucks, you gotta practice what you preach. Mm-hmm. You say one thing, that's how it is, this is what I'm doing. That consistency promotes growth. If you're inconsistent, you're all over the place, you're not gonna get down to that faith like that faith, but you're gonna just, we all stumble and stuff, but I think it's constantly going to be some growing pains, some growth spurts, it's constantly evolving, and it's not a sit still. You don't get to a certain point where you can just put your feet back up. There's always work, more levels, it's never done. More giants to slay. Now, a lot of times for me, those giants, like I said before, that knee monster, that's the giants within, the fights within. I have to go toe-to-toe with myself every day and kill myself every day so I'm a better man tomorrow for you, for everybody. That's a sacrifice. It ain't about me. It's not about my kids. It's not about anything else. It's God first and family. It's God first and money. All those things gotta be put in proper perspective or you will never fully be fit for this kingdom, for this parade, for this way.
So, okay, we've been throwing out a couple. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. That's, so I think between what I'm hearing with Justin and what I'm hearing with Zach, is it's only fair to our listening audience if we kind of fill in the blanks. And we're talking about parade. We're talking about, you know, dying. We're talking about sacrifices and things like that. We learned that throughout Mark's gospel, he uses this little Greek word, hodos, right? Which we translate way, right? So the way for Jesus in Mark, the way is about the way to the kingdom of God. So if we're going to participate in the parade of the kingdom of God, there's a certain way that is done. And that way stands directly in opposition to the current way of which most of, we would say, Jesus' geographical location was participating in. We put a name on that contrary way. We call it the domination system, right? And for our listening audience, we define domination system as the combination of political oppression, where few rule over many, an economic exploitation, meaning that the few benefit from the many, and then when you have a religious institution, right, that justifies the political oppression and economic exploitation, the three of those combined make up a domination system. And this is the environment in which Jesus finds himself. All right? We have Rome, and we have the religious establishment in Jerusalem. In a sense, we would say they're collaborating together. And the many, or the few, within the political system of Rome, the imperialism, as well as the religious establishment, which is seated in Jerusalem, which is where Jesus is headed, all right? They are taking full advantage of the many people. So when we talk about hodos, we're talking about the way, and the way leads somewhere. And so for Mark, he's showing us that this triumphal entry, this parade, is leading to Jerusalem because Jerusalem is the seat, it's the heart, the temple itself. Well, happy Palm Sunday to all of you. And as we close this edition of Word Made Flesh, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.